blonde of an Englishman. The giant chased Jack down the beanstalk that had grown from Jack's magic beans. When Jack reached the bottom, he cut down the beanstalk, and the giant dropped out of the clouds like a sack of old potatoes. The splat! And everybody lived happily ever after. Time for breakfast.
Wow, that was a great story. I like the part about the magic beans that turned it into a big beanstalk.
I like the part about the giant. I wonder if I could be a giant when I'm grown up.
Are giants real?
Course not. They're just stories grown-ups tell to scare kids, like monsters and sea serpents and cavities.
Oh, great. I'm scared of all that stuff, and now I have to worry about cavities, too. I don't even know what they are.
Finster, you're the scariest little baby I know. Come on, Cynthia, let's leave scaredy little baby land and go play grown-up stuff, like Fairy Princess.
Don't listen to her, Chucky. We all get us scared sometimes. Come on, let's play with my new horsey.
Tommy, what a nice new toy. You know, all Cynthia's ever wanted in the whole wild world is a pony.
Well, he's kind of busy right now. He's taking Reptar for a ride.
Reptar's too big to ride a pony. He'll squish it.
No, I think he's okay.
Yeah, well, I'll have you know you're breaking all kinds of pony laws. And I'm going to resort you to the pony police.
Now, Angelica, it's his toy, and we have to promote his autonomy by letting him play with it his own way.
But Aunt Didi!
The Lawn Grower 2000 is ready, Deed. Come watch me sprinkle my way into history.
I'll be right back, dear.
Maybe we can get you that pony after all, Cynthia. Magic beans.
I want some.
Not so fast. These are the most magicest beans in the whole universe. But I might trade them for, say, Tommy's pony.
I don't know, Angelica. I don't think my mommy would want us to grow a beanstalk in the house.
Yeah. What if a giant climbs down it?
You don't have to grow a beanstalk. You can, use the magic beans to wish for whatever you want.
What do you think, guys?
Yeah, Tommy, do it! Get the beans!
Come on, Tommy, do it!
Well, okay. Angelica, it's a deal.
Gee, I guess you babies aren't so dumb after all.
So what should we wish for?
I wish for a big, juicy worm.
And mud! A really big blob of it!
I wish I was Reptar, and I had 100 ice cream cones, and, a penny.
I just wish I could tie my shoes. So where's all our stuff?
Maybe we're supposed to hold the magic beans while we're wishing.
But where did they go? Maybe we can get him to spit up.
You can't do that.
Does it all the time and no one wants him to.
And I don't want to wait till they come out the other end.
We can't make Dill do stuff he don't want to do just because we're bigger than him. That'd make us just like that mean giant in the story.
Maybe we don't have to get the beans out. Maybe since they're inside Dill, Dill's magic now, too.
Maybe you just have to rub him like a magic lamp.
Here we go, Deed. One small step for a pickle, one giant leap for gardeners everywhere. And this baby can fertilize and water our whole lawn in under 3 seconds.
I wish for lots of mud.
Pretty impressive, huh, Dee?
Those babies will believe anything, Cynthia. What do they think? They're gonna wish for mud and a bunch of it is gonna come flying in the window?
Hey, I thought those beans was just
traded real magic beans for a dumb pony?
Wow! It worked! So really is magic!
You babies cheated me out of my magic beans and I want them back!
But Angelica, they're in Dill's tummy!
Well, then I'll just make a wish on Dill.
But it's my turn! I was already wishing!
Leave him alone!
I wish I wasn't as scared of monsters or sea serpents or cavities or especially giants!
Oh no! What was that noise? I think it's a giant coming to get Dill!
A giant?
I guess now that he ate those magic beans, the giant is gonna come and take him back to his castle.
But Angelica, you said giants and stuff wasn't real.
I meant giants aren't real nice. And I'm getting out of here before this one shows up.
I got a bad feeling about this. You'll be doomed.
I have to, Chucky. We forgot Dill. Oh, no. That giant's gone and he took Dill.
We got to find that giant, you guys.
Tommy, the giant is big and scary. He wants to eat English muffins.
Well, okay. You watch the window and yell if the giant goes outside.
Thanks, Tommy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Shorty, let's get started. First, I want to be a princess who has a bazillion cookies and doesn't have to take baths. What are you, broke or something? Where's my crown and cookies?
Okay. You think a giant would be easier to find in a little house like this?
Maybe he's taking a nap.
Giants don't take naps. That's why they're so grumpy.
Did you find him, guys?
No.
Maybe he's going potty.
I think we know.
Let's go check.
Yes. Come on, I gave you a cookie. Now give me my wishes. Forget it. You're not getting your slap on Cynthia Caleb for three wishes. Let go of her. Hey, get this stuff off me.
What was that?
Giant!
Oh, my God. Dill, I gotta save him.
Come on out, you guys. The giant's gone. Good job, Chucky. You saved Dill.
Weren't you scared of the giant?
Well, I thought I was, but then I saw Dill and I saved him. And I guess I wasn't scared after all.
Hey, my wish came true.
You made a wish?
That was my turn.
No, it was mine. No, mine.
Look, the magic beans. Dill didn't need them after all. He just stuffed them in his diaper.
But that means Dill was not a magic baby.
He must have got magic somewhere. I wasn't scared of the giant.
Maybe that magic was inside you, Chucky.
You mean I beat the giant all by myself?
It don't feel so good.
There you are, sweetie. Time for lunch.
This is no fair. Phil got it in his mud, and Chucky wasn't scared. But I never got it my wormy.
Here we go. The 15th time's a charm.
Oh, now look what you've done. It's raining worms.
Whoa. Pretend you didn't wish for a puppy.
The magic beans! They're mine! Now I can have anything I want.
Spike! Oh, great!
Okay, first of all, I want to be a princess.
I like them because they make my diaper wet.
Want some watermelon, Dilly?
I don't know if eating that stuff is a very good idea. I mean, remember that time that I ate a seed and Angelica said the whole watermelon was going to grow on my belly, huh? I don't want you guys going up my nose again.
Don't worry, Chucky. My mommy took out all the seeds this time, so nothing bad can happen.
Oh, excuse me, young lady. Do you have a permit for that?
He really likes it, Tony.
There you go, buddy.
Please, some squishy watermelon.
Okay. Here she comes, the melon. Yeah. He drooled on me.
Oh, cute. Hey, you kids better watch out. If you keep feeding him like that, he's gonna turn into a watermelon.
You really think babies can turn into watermelons?
I don't know. We eat watermelon and nothing happened to us.
But Dill ate it the most.
And he's the littlest.
Oh? He still looks like a baby.
He still smells like a baby.
He still feels like a baby. Ow! He's a baby, all right.
Oh, don't worry, little guy. It's just me. Guess what, kids? It's time for balloon animals. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on his farm he had a cow.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Mommy's going to have to take you home and get you cleaned up.
With a boom boom here and I'll be back in a little while, kids.
That was a funny clown, huh, Dilly? Dill?
Oh, no! It's just like your mom said. He turned it into a watermelon.
Look, he dropped his bridle.
But that can't be Dill. Dill?
Tommy, Dill can't walk.
Oh, yeah. Dill? Is that you?
What'd he say?
Nothing.
See? Dill can't talk neither. It is him.
I told you watermelons was trouble.
Oh, no. This is terrible. I should have never feeded him. I'm sorry, Dilly.
At least now he won't spread up on us.
Or pull our hair.
Or poke us in the eye.
But Dill's been a baby his whole life. He doesn't know how to be a watermelon.
Well, maybe we can show him.
Yeah, there's probably lots of fun stuff he can do.
You're right, guys.
And since we're the ones who turned you into a watermelon, we'll help you figure out what the fun stuffs are. Okay, Dill?
I think that means yes.
Sometimes slides can be scary, so you might want to close your eyes. If you got any.
This is Dill's first time. Maybe I better go with him.
He's the bestest slider I ever seen.
We're running a sack race, DeVille, not going to the moon.
No, now, Lou, a safe race is a smart race. For your own protection, I must insist.
Your own protection,
On your mark. Get set.
Wait, I'm not ready.
All right, sweetie. Ready to go back to the party?
Pardon me, ma'am. Has that been sterilized?
Oh, I better go put the kibosh on Howard. Last time he was safety monitor, he made 23 citizens arrests.
Howard!
Hey, your mommy forgot to dress Dill.
We better put something on him before he catches a cold.
I don't know.
Oh, this looks like his butt.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe we better put on his shirt, too.
Attention, Lou. I'm sorry, but as safety monitor for the block party, it's my duty to inform you that you're involved in a potentially dangerous activity.
What do you think?
Well, he kind of looks like our own Coral.
Hey, guys, let's show Dill some other fun stuff he can do.
How about patty cake? Patty cake, patty cake. Oops.
Good job, Dilly.
I think Dill's getting tired, Tommy. Maybe it's time for his nap. Hello? I think he's sleeping now.
Dill used to slobber and make funny sounds when he was sleeping.
Yeah, he was the bestest slobberer ever.
Remember how he drooled on my hand? That was so cute.
I kind of miss him being a baby.
Yeah, me too.
Walk, please. Don't run.
Give me that thing.
I paid for this megaphone.
All right. It's time for the big event, the watermelon eating contest. So everybody, grab a melon and run over to the contest area.
Oh, no. They're gonna eat Dill.
Hurry. We got to hide them.
He won't stay. What are we gonna do?
There's only one thing to do. We got to turn Dill back into a baby.
How are we gonna do that?
Well, since we turned Dill into a watermelon by feeding him watermelon, maybe if we feed him baby food, he'll turn back into a baby.
Here, Slob.
I hope he likes this kind.
Well, he still eats the same.
I found another one!
Excuse me, champ.
Oh, no! My daddy's gonna eat Dill! Come on, you guys! We got to save my brother!
Now, before the contest begins, I have a few safety tips I'd like to review. But maybe I'd better visit the little boy's room first.
Excuse me for a moment.
something I need to take care of, too. There. Now, maybe we can finally have some fun around here.
Which one is Dale?
I don't know. Are you my brother?
Dale, is that you?
Dale!
Hey, come on out!
Where are you?
You stay here, sweetie, and Mommy will be right back with your bottle.
So, Dale, hey!
Dale?
Uh-oh.
Oh dear, the contest.
Safety tip.